the stapler said, if a person learns halacha without learning how to learn, they can come up with the wrong halacha. So the reason you guys are learning in Yeshiva Gemara, you're learning Makkos, is to teach you how to learn. So the Meila, when it comes to learning halacha, you will then know how to learn. Now, Rabbi Zehilcha Shabbos is one of the most nogei. The Rosh Yeshiva should know, asked me if we could learn something else from Yeshiva with the guys. And I told him, I think I want to do Hilcha Shabbos. Right? Most of you do normally Hilcha Shabbos say. You want to be just switch Shabbos? I said, no. Shabbos is something that happens every single week. And I'm guaranteeing you, in every shiur, there will be a halacha that every guy will say, hey, I do that. What's the shot? And we're talking about Chiv Skila, Rabbi Yisrael. We're talking about something that we, the Gemara says, we take a guy onto the second floor of the apartment, yeah, we take him, we drop him off, right, and then bang, and everyone takes a big rock, and we go over, and we let it go! Bang! Squash! That's what we do with a guy who does a bit, and it's on Shabbos! I said, that's the case, we have to make sure that you guys are Bekiyim in Hilchot Shabbos. And I'm telling you now, if any guy that comes here every single day, bekviyas, right, guy misses, that's not my fault. Right, if a guy misses, that's not my fault. But if a guy comes bekviyas, you will become a Baki in Hilchot Shabbos, you'll know the shailas, you'll know what to answer, and the maid of everybody say, you want to be Mechal Shabbos? Right? So when your wife says to you, do you know what to do? You say, I don't know. It's not only she's going to say, hey, this guy's an Amoritz. She's also going to say, he's a Mechal Shabbos! This is what he's doing.
He's
Mechal Shabbos.
She's learning seminar.
Yeah, she's
supposed to know. Yeah, what is she doing?
She's supposed to know.
You have been in yeshiva. You never heard that answer. You never go back to Balabatim and say, hey, what's the answer? I don't know. You're in yeshiva. What are you doing? No, what's the answer? You know what I say to such a guy? He says that to me. I say, excuse me. Go to a doctor. That's in the middle of doctor school. I said, excuse me, can you do heart surgery?
No.
What do you mean? You're a doctor. I'm in the middle.
The boy said, well, in the middle of
the yeshiva guy's in the middle his whole life. Because
beautiful. That's why it's called, eh? Talmud Chacham. Because it's always a Talmud!
There's always more to learn, always.
Now, let's go back to that. Now, you should know, you guys from America, you should know that in America, there were Mamash Moise Nefesh for Shabbos Kodesh!
Right? Everyone knows that, right? There were Mamash Moise Nefesh for Shabbos. Right? Everybody knows the famous Meister of a certain world that went collecting in America, and he went to the guy's house, Bosha Funga, Big Beard, Magid Shea, he sat down to eat, and the guy says to him, listen, I don't know if you want to eat in my house. He says, what do you mean? I don't know if you trust the Hachshon. I'm telling you, you look like a Chashav Yeshivish guy. He says, you have to understand, I was once Mechal Shabbos. You Mechal Shabbos? What's the Pshat? How are you Mechal Shabbos? How do you look like that? He said, let me explain to you. In the olden days, it was very, very hard. Every single week, we don't drop a Shabbos, fire, next drop. So one Shabbos morning, I decided, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go to work. I'm not going to drive. I'm going to go by the car. Right? You remember the Meister? No, it's a mashrach. We'll do that in a bit. And the Meister of Eitzah, he walked on the way to work. He got to work, he said, you know what? How can I do such a thing? Mechal Shabbos! And he walked back. He held that was Hilchot Shabbos. The fact that he had kavanah, he wanted to go, and be Mechal Shabbos? He said, I'm Mechal Shabbos, I can't do it. Somebody once came to the Chavetz Chaim, he was mamash off the derech, and the Chavetz Chaim took him into his room, and he came out, he was a changed person. He was unbelievable. What did you do? They asked him, what the Chavetz Chaim say to you? Unbelievable! He changed your whole life! He took his two hands and he just cried Shabbos Kodesh, and two tears on his arms. And the maid after that he said, how can I be Mechal Shabbos? Rabbosai, we start today the most unbelievable malacha of Boineh, building. Now the Maisi should know, a lot of guys said to me, Boineh, building? What am I, builder? But I have to know that Malacha's a building on Shabbos? There are things, I'm telling you, I once gave the shoes of shoe to someone else, actually Choshev of people, and I started the shiur as follows. And I said to the Olam, Rabbosai, every single person in this room is Mechal Shabbos with Boineh every week. And the guys went mad with that. You say that, what do you mean? We know it. I said, but, just wait a minute. And it came to the Meister after finishing the shiur, the guys were masking to me, the amount of applications that apply to Boineh, all over the house, all over the kitchen, all over the bedroom, the bathroom. His mama's Boineh being built on Shabbos Kodesh. So we're going to start with Beit Hashem, with the Melacha of Boineh. Now there's a lot of applications. I need the Olam's participation. Right? The Olam has to let me speak when I want to speak and give this for us. As we always start with every Melacha, we start with the Makor in the Mishkan. Right? How do we know that something is a Melacha on Shabbos? How do we know it was a Melacha on Shabbos? If it was done in the Mishkan. Mimeya, Rabbi Teller, Mimeya. If anything was done in the Mishkan, it means it's a Melacha. One of the last things they did in the Mishkan, they took these huge planks,
Yeah, these big wooden planks covered in gold, and they put it into the sockets. Now, that being the case, that's boiler. Now, you're going to ask me, Akasha, where's the cement? Where's the cement? Where you build? You don't build by putting one thing on top of another thing. You build by taking a cement, and you put it together, and it becomes one. We'll see, Beis Hashem, a lot of that we mean is the halacha. Now, in order to be chayav for boiner, it must be kavua. Kavua means it's something that lasts for a long time. Something that's a very short-term thing is not going to be boiner midaraisa, but it's going to be midaraisa. Now, we're going to start with the first case today, and then maybe we'll move on later, eventually. Maybe we'll get to our office opening up bottle caps and packages, and we have to bring in all the packages, and we have to bring in all the bottle caps and all the beer bottles. We'll have to open everything up and show the oiler how to do it on Shabbos. But Ezra Hashem, very late if we get to those halachas, we shall see. Of a passion, we're going to start with the first halachas, and that's called Binyan Bekarka. Binyan Bekarka means, in Poshut Pshat, the Gemara, Shabbos, Daf, Kuf, Beis, Onad, Beis, means to improve the ground. To take the ground, and there is a problem with this ground. And by me doing something, I'm going to improve this ground, that's going to be chayim mishum boine. That's going to be boine min hatoyu. And we're going to see many examples. Let me give you some examples right now. The Gemara says, Daf ayin gimel amud aleph. You have a ground, and there's a hole over there, and you fill up the hole with a bit of earth, chayim mishum boine. Or the other way around. Let's say, for example, you have a regular ground, and you make a hole in the ground. This is Rain again, right? What's the halacha about boiser with the cricket? Cricket! Or with the baseball thing, right? You stick him in the ground. But boiser, if somebody would do this on Shabbos, chayim stealer, mitzvah to kill him. Because he stuck something into the ground, and remember what he did was kill make a hole in the ground. What?
Kill him on Shabbos?
Mitzvah!
On Shabbos?
Maybe after Shabbos.
Well, you throw stones at him, then
we take him, and we just take and the whole of his shame, we'll get together, we'll take the guy, we throw him, over here, we'll take throw him down, and he rolls, and we take a big stone. What? Rose is going to
take a stone.
We'll
call it Shabbos.
I will do most of Shabbos. They'll make a show.
Most of Shabbos?
You need the best thing. Now again, very negeya. A person makes a hole in the ground. This is my mission. It's coming out to you. Let me go back up. The Gemara says as well, if somebody has a ground, and it's like, bumps on the ground, and he smooths the ground. So the Gemara, Chayav Misa. Chayav Misa! Why is it Chayav Misa? Because he was sat in the ground. He fixed the ground. That's a boy never say. Now, our piece there, Mamela, right? There's an obvious kasha. Very often, I saw people do this. You ever saw a guy where they tar the ground, right? The road, they make it like a nice fresh road with a nice tar that's nice and hot. What do guys do? They love good. I'm going to walk on it. I'm going to write my initials. There I am. You know, because I'm going to walk. I'm going to press it down.
Sand
will get to in a minute. Sand will get to 1 minute. But we're going to get to the tar. I said, the hot tar. I'm walking on the hot tar. Motor arsehole, boy, say. No, where's our inside? I'm pressing. Why?
Awesome.
But I'm not smoothing it out.
It's firmer. When you put your foot down, it dries.
But I'm smoothing it out when I do it. That's a beautiful smell. We were machamin over here to shvayin zamen olbach. Two shvayin zamen olbach. You have a guy that's walking on the street. Yeah. Now it happens to be by some came and hey, they said the same thing. Rabbi Isaac. He came home and he said to me, when you walk on the street, you're killing ants. Ah, the kill ants on Shabbos. Zuk, my son, shame the Rebbe, that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because you're not having kavana. Zuk, Ushleim Zalman over. When a person is walking on the ground and he's smoothing out the ground, maybe he'll say he's doing boine. Zuk, what is that? That's called walking. Are you allowed to walk on Shabbos? I'm not allowed to walk on Shabbos. Maybe Zuk, Ushleim Zalman. Whatever you want. Let me go right there. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, a Maisa, right opposite where I live, they were building the Bel's Cheder. The huge Bel's Cheder. It's unbelievable amount of kids that are in there. It's unbelievable. The kids, when they were building this building, I noticed how they do the tiles. You ever saw these tiles? They have these like red tiles, and they make like a whole pattern out of it all over the floor, right? Now, what they do is, they don't use cement. They put them in, like without anything, and then they put sand all over it. The sand goes into the cracks, and what happens is it keeps it nice and straight. That's how they do it in the Maisa.
Now, I saw somebody. I saw somebody on Shabbos. He was walking along. He saw like a clump of sand. And he goes, kicks in. Machal Shabbos, I said! Like those guys that like, start Machal Shabbos and see the cars go, Shabbos! So here I was. The guy was like, you know, with the tile over there doing this. And I was going, Shabbos! And I'm like, well, it's a car. I didn't see the car. I'm like, no, no! You mean Machal Shabbos! And there he was. He was putting the sand into the tile. But what was it? It's a minatayu. He's smoothing out the ground. I saw a guy also. His tiles. Oh, it's very, very in the game, this yeshiva. Oh, boy, it's very in the game, this yeshiva. Especially we moved over here, boy. I said we decided to sit over here. Ah, you have tiles, right? You have crap tiles all over the place. Oh, you sit all over the place. In your rooms, I'm sure you have lots of crap tiles. Now, the mice, one of these tiles moves out of space. So what do? It's blocking your way. So you go and move it. So you say to the guy, hey, Shabbos! He says, no, it's not Muktzah. I'm allowed. It's my foot. Tilt him in that tile. He says, no, that's boiling in that tiger. Find them in Hatoyra. He has a ground. The ground is not level. He's leveling the ground. He's done it. It's Mitzvah to kill him.
But it's messy anyway, so you just kick him all the tiles to the side.
No, not when it's straight. You're making it straight. Smoothing the ground.
If it's straight, if it's like a bunch of pieces, could you just kick all of them to the side?
To the side, yeah, that would be okay. As long as you're not making the ground smooth.
You're making a mountain.
That's right.
You're not absorbing mountain. Fix him again. Very good.
If somebody walks into animal doings on his foot, he now has on his bottom of his shoe animal doings. Now what does he want to do? He wants to get it off. How do you get it off? You scrape it off. So what you see people do, they go over to the ground, right? The grass, the ground, all over the place, and they start smoothing up like this. But what is it? This is Chil Shabbos. It's a minataya. They're taking the ground and they're smoothing it up. Right? If it's an earth ground, I'm not talking about cement. I'm not talking about glass, I'm not talking about metal. I'm talking about earth, ground. But I'm smoothing it off. I'm putting it nice and smooth on the ground.
Even worse, fertilizer.
What's that? Even worse, fertilizer, rips. Very good, but it depends if there's fungus or not. What? What's that? Amos Cavan. What do you mean, Amos Cavan? What are you doing this for?
Like to smooth out the ground.
What's happening? It's called a psic ratio. What's a psic ratio? Anyone knows what psic ratio is?
You know it's going to happen.
You know what's going to happen. It's going to happen, right? Obviously, what's the kids in the Gemara Psiglesia? That the kids want to play with the ball, what they do, they take a chicken, they cut up the head. Hey, we don't want it to die. What are you, shigging us? You know, you take off a chicken's head, you don't want it to die. Must be mad. And there you go. I've added it to awesome. Now, Rabbi said, there's a big kasha over here. I'm going to ask the Olam HaKasha, I want to explain like this. Like, all the spurs come out on us, they won't get longish. Now, you ever saw in front of somebody's house, or around their garden, a bunch of rocks? Watch a bunch of rocks, like nicely done all over the place, right? They're not stuck there. They're placed there very nicely. One of them comes out of space, push it back. Boy there or not boy there?
What happened again?
There's a bunch of stones nicely around the garden, around the front path, right? And I move one back onto space. What's that? Not kavua. Why is it not kavua?
Does it come out again?
Oh, you're saying good, you're saying good. My boy said, listen to this. There's a major kasha with Boiner, and I'm going to say a yisoid now that this yisoid is going to carry us through in all of us Boiner. That means you can use this yisoid against me. If I say something that doesn't sound good, you use that against me. This is a tremendous yisoid in all of us Boiner. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisoid. You can ask me, if you go to a builder and say, Mr. Builderman, how do you build a house? He says, he takes the bricks. He puts the cement on, another layer of bricks, and the cement on, another layer, and another layer, another layer. So he's got a whole house. Oh, I had a question over this. Outside the garden, you have these stones, right? And you're putting it back. Zugdaila! That's not kavua. Where's the cement? That's not how you build. That's not how you do anything. That's what the Gemara had this kasha. The Gemara that good base, almond base had this kasha.
Same question with dirt.
What's that? Moving a brick back into its place. You'll be surprised when I get this. You see people do this. I want to know if it's mutter or
something. Smoothing the ground.
No, I'm smoothing the ground. I'm
putting brick on top of ground and smoothing the ground.
Yeah. No, perhaps you're putting it back into space. But there's no cement. But boy side, listen to this. Meister Shahaya. I was once on the way to Tiberia. Now it goes, you get lost.
When you get lost over there, Shemi Rachim, you get to one of these Arab places over there, it's not Bishmak. So I did a few phone calls and made sure that these guys are not going to kill me, and I went right into the village and I find how I get out of this place. Eventually I came to this big building, huge building, right? Now on the building, was that? Now on the building, it was unbelievable. On the building was like loads of bricks, and then there was like a huge brick right at the top, on the top. So I said, hey, this is Kavaltik. This is like the Gemara. The Gemara says that you have three layers, right? This is the Gemara. The Gemara says you have three layers in the building. You have the bottom layer, the middle, and the top. Yeah? As well as the Gemara. The Mela, Sukta Gemara. The top layer doesn't need cement. Why not? Sukta Gemara, you know why? Because once you've done the whole thing with cement, the top one just needs to be placed on. It weighs everything down. It's Gishmak. So I said over there to an Arab. I said, Mr. Arab man, let me ask you a question. Is that cemented on top? He said, Bagadai lo. I said, Lama. He said, because you don't need to. Because once everything else is cemented, the top one doesn't need it. And Rabbi said, who are doing with the bottom one also? When you're making a building, the bottom one, you put it there just to give you like a kibbutz of where you're going to build, and then maybe afterwards you build with the cement. Rabbi, here we have a classic case of an example where a person has outside his house the little bricks, puts it back into its space, without the cement, he's chayav misa. It's a minotaur, a shot. It's done by the... What's that?
It's not a foundation.
It's exactly what we're saying. Does it need the foundations? Because this is something that etzemes, it's mokoyim. This brick belongs in this place. Maybe if it belongs in that place, I feel if you didn't use cement, it's going to be high mishum boina. Let me go back to my voice side. I have a kasha for the oilum. Chewing gum, haba baba. You know what I'm talking about? It's on the floor. Mutter or asa to remove it.
For what?
Gum is on the floor. Yeah, you know you have this gum on the floor, you have a super floor. So take it off. Mutter or asa? So I would say, it depends. Why does it depend? It depends on the type of gum. Sometimes you have a gum that's fresh gum. Yeah? Fresh gum, you know, you're walking the street, you see, ooh, that's a fresh piece of gum on the street. Now, and that's the case. Super Shlomo Zalman Orbach, one second. What does it mean to massacre the ground? What does it mean to improve the ground? It means that when you have a ground that's got a problem, and you fix that problem, you divide it. Super Shlomo Zalman, if you have a piece of gum on the ground, the ground's not ruined. It's a ground with a gum. Horaya, you say, hey look, there's gum on the floor. However, this is known again. If you walk over there and you see, and you're not sure, hey, is that gum? You know, these radio floors, have all the dots all over them. And you're not sure, like, is that a piece of gum? Or is that like a stone inside the thing? Rabbi, if the gum is on that over there, then you'd have more of a problem. Because then the etzem is a problem with the ground. The made by removing the gum from the ground could be an issa min haTorah of soiseh, right? Boina, maybe depending if you're improving it or not improving it. Now I'm going back to Rabbi Yisai. One more shayla. Unblocking a sink. Unblocking a toilet. You get to the toilet, it's blocked up, right? You got one of those big plunger things and plunge it down. Mutu asa Rabbi Yisai Shabbos. Why is it mutter? Now, cover, that's interesting. You have a pipe, and this pipe is blocked up. So the Gemara to suck in this pipe, to unblock this pipe, is boner.
You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos.
Oh. If that's the case, so the Moshe Feinstein in America, and Rabbi Yashav and many poskim, that if you have a pipe that's blocked from a sink, from a bathroom, whatever it may be, it's also to do it. I have a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that you're not allowed to block a pipe. Here I have a blocked pipe. How am I allowed to do it? How can you say such a psak? It's a mafurish gemara in Shabbos. That says it's awesome. He says no. He says, what's the case in the Gemara? The case in the Gemara was you have a pipe, and what happens to this pipe? It doesn't get blocked up with tissues. It gets blocked up with moss, like a grass type of thing that starts growing and growing and growing, and eventually the whole pipe is dead. to Ushlo Mezalman. That's the case over there. But our pipes, it's not like that. Our pipes are tissue paper, all sorts of things that people put down the toilet. And they laugh, that's the case. We don't look at it. What's that?
English flags.
Oof. We don't look at it, Be'etzem, that there's a problem with the pipe. We look at it like there's a pipe, and there's a bit of mess in there. Rabbi, so we're nearly finished. I'll let you guys go for a couple more minutes.
No.
Come to learn Rabbi Falk from Gateshead. Rabbi Falk from Gateshead says as follows. It depends. He says it depends. If it's a sink or if it's a toilet. If it's a sink, then it's awesome. Why? Because the sink often has accumulation of a lot of dirt and ugly things. And maybe it's an accumulation that builds up, and very similar, one second, to the case of the Gemara. Or a toilet, look like my mouth. No! A toilet's a one-time thing. You can't tell me that a toilet that's blocked is a problem with the sink. It's a problem with the toilet, I'm sorry. I'm a male, it's broken, and when you're fixing it, you're doing tikkun. No! We don't say that. The male, zook river person, so I'm giving you, Rabbi, I lock on the maisa. River person hold. Now, if you have a matzib, we have a blocked sink or a toilet, lechatchila should not be done. Now, in a matzib of b'shas hadchak, which is probably what you're discussing, but there's only one toilet for the entire yeshiva to use. I can't imagine such a yeshiva that has such a thing. One toilet! Remember, what's going to happen if that toilet gets blocked? Shemirachim, what's going to happen? Guys are going to be Shemirachim, we don't want to know. They're going to kick us out of the area. Remela, in that case, it's a badah. We are allowed to be makel and use a plunger, and not the snake. No, you know the snake thing, you put the whole pipe in, snake that rubber, bade osa, and also not the liquid thing. You put a liquid down.
Over here in this.
Okay, Rabbi, so we'll continue tomorrow.
Yeah, when you